Let's talk about what's happening at Walt Disney World Resort in summer 2024. Welcome to the Beautiful Tomorrow Travel Tips podcast, your go-to source for all the latest updates and insider tips for planning your magical Disney vacations. I'm your host, Angela Michuli, and today I'm doing a solo episode where I'm going to be diving into what's coming to Walt Disney World in the summer of 2024. We're starting to get lots of new details, so if you're planning or thinking about planning a Walt Disney World trip, right now is a great time to start. From new attractions to exciting entertainment, we have got all the details to make your trip unforgettable. So sit back, relax, and let's explore the magic together. So I'm going to give you a little bit of background information. If this is the first time you listen to an episode, I am the owner and a travel agent with Beautiful Tomorrow Travel, and I'm an authorized Disney travel advisor. So that means that I have exclusive access to information and the travel agent portal where we book and manage our clients, Walt Disney World, Disneyland, Disney Cruise, and all of the Disney trips that vacation packages that are available to guests, we do it through there. And so Walt Disney World, if you're not familiar, it's also important to get a really good understanding of the size and all of the things that are going on Walt Disney World property, including four theme parks, Magic Kingdom, Epcot, Hollywood Studios, and Animal Kingdom, as well as two water parks, Typhoon Lagoon and Blizzard Beach, one shopping, dining, and entertainment area known as Disney Springs, and all of the property is about the size of San Francisco. It's about 25,000 acres and 43 square miles. So that is a lot of land. There's a lot going on. Then too, at the beginning of 2024, we had a few exciting announcements. One was the return of quick service and dining, Disney Dining Plan returned. So if you want to have a more inclusive experience, there are ways to also include your meals at Disney through those additions. And then also we've had the change to an all-day park hopper ticket where you don't have to wait for many tickets to be able to hop from one park or another. So if that's something you're interested in. So let's dive in to what's coming to Walt Disney World. The number one thing everybody is most excited about is Tiana's Bayou Adventure. We don't have an exact date yet, but we know it's coming this summer, and other dates for summer activities begin around June 10th. So hopefully at least in the month of June, we will have Tiana's Bayou Adventure. Then also Country Bear Jamboree over in Frontierland is expected to open at about the same time. So you have all of those new experiences for guests this summer, but that hasn't been released yet. So over at Epcot, the fully reimagined Epcot is almost ready to be unveiled. If you have visited Epcot in the last few years, you've seen a lot of construction walls. So many attractions have been unveiled, from the gorgeous new fountain and welcoming front entrance, Remy's Ratatouille Adventure, Creation Shop, the lights on Spaceship Earth, Space 220 Restaurant, Connections Cafe and Eatery, Guardians of the Galaxy, Cosmic Rewind, Journey of Water inspired by Moana, Walt the Dreamer, and so much more. So on June 10th, CommuniCore Plaza is going to finally open, and a new Encanto stage show will start from June 10th and run through September 6th. So everybody's going to be talking about Bruno with this new limited time show. And guests and families are invited to sing along with some of their favorite Encanto songs, and you might just spot Mirabelle and Bruno. So this new limited time show, of course, is going to take place at the Communicore Plaza, and you'll be able to then stroll through a fully transformed Epcot. So the Communicore Hall that's right there will also be the home to the iconic Epcot festivals and other celebrations, and it's going to be a great place for families and guests to cool off indoor year-round, to be entertained and recharged. We have so many new experiences that are coming, as well as the Mickey and Friends greeting location is also coming when Communicore Plaza opens. Then you're going to have Inspiration Gardens right there. It's just going to be so gorgeous. There's so much to experience over at Epcot if you haven't visited in a while. And if you have, it's just going to be amazing to see it without any construction walls. So closely connected to Epcot is Hollywood Studios. You can take the Skyliner, you can take a boat, you can even walk to Hollywood Studios from Epcot. If you would like to enjoy the sneak peek of Inside Out 2 at Disney's Hollywood Studios this summer, you will also be able to meet with Joy herself over at Pixar Plaza, so you can make some other core memories with cute new spaces to snap selfies, and there are going to be other character greetings and delicious snacks and sips, as well as some new merchandise too. So Pixar styles can also be found at Beverly Sunset Boutique, and Edna Mode would definitely approve of those. So let's move on over to Animal Kingdom. The Lion King's 30th anniversary is going to roar into Disney's Animal Kingdom this summer. Guests can get ready to roar at Disney's Animal Kingdom theme park, where the celebration for the 30th anniversary of The Lion King begins June 10th through September 6th. So there's going to be a whole new merchandise collection, and guests can see the iconic Disney Animal Kingdom stage show Festival of the Lion King, and then there are going to be special menu items and, you know, lots of things going on. Be sure that when you're at Animal Kingdom, you head on over to Rafiki's Planet Watch, where you can meet Timon and Rafiki, and then also make sure that you include a animation experience over there where you can learn to draw characters from The Lion King. So in addition to the theme parks, there's also the two water parks, and Typhoon Lagoon is having H2O glow after hours events at Disney's Typhoon Lagoon. And to kick it off on May 25th, guests can look forward to magical late night parties throughout the summer on 18 select evenings from May 25th through August 31st. So they have lots of lighting effects, vibrant decor, high energy DJ dance parties. And this year, what's new about this event is that you can rent cabanas for private reserved areas during the event. So that's exciting. I'm sure those will go fast, but the party includes complimentary ice cream treats, popcorn and soda, complimentary towel rental, surprise character appearances, and exclusive glow themed food and beverage items. Tickets went on sale March 22nd, so you can go ahead and get your tickets now, and I would be delighted to help you with that if you want to add it to a Disney vacation package. So in addition to the theme parks and the water parks, also at Disney Springs this May, there is going to be a new show over at Disney Springs. It's called Disney Dreams That Soar. It's a summertime experience that will be a late night perk for visitors. And it's going to celebrate the joy of flight with state-of-the-art drones choreographed to create designs in the sky and paired with soaring musical score and memorable movie quotes. And at the time of recording this, there's no parking fee or entry fee to Disney Springs. So that's something that you can even enjoy without an additional fee. So that is always wonderful. Before I go, I want to give you an extra travel tip for experiencing the parks this summer with low weights and not in the hot sun. And that is with the Disney After Hours events. There are after hour events at Magic Kingdom through June 27th, at Epcot until July 18th, and Hollywood Studios until August 29th. And those are limited ticketed events. And so that can be a great option for you to skip the line, skip the hot sun, and it also includes some snacks and drinks as well. So you can get in a little early before the event and still experience the park. And that is just a really cool way to change up your experience, especially in the summer. And then I thought I would mention a few other things that have happened in 2024. There is the new Star Tours update over at Hollywood Studios, over at Disney's Grand Floridian Resort and Spa. 1900 Park Fair has reopened for the first time since 2020. Then Disney's Fort Wilderness has completed their refurbishment of the cabins, and we're still awaiting the cake bake shop to open on Disney's Boardwalk. So stay tuned. You never know if that might open this summer. That wraps up today's episode of the Beautiful Tomorrow Travel Tips podcast. We hope that you found it helpful and you're as excited as we are for all the incredible experiences coming to Walt Disney World this summer. Remember, for more tips and tricks to enhance your Disney vacation, visit us over at beautifultomorrowtravel.com. You can schedule a free, no obligation call with us to go over any ideas or to actually book your Disney trip or any of the other experiences that we book, from Universal to cruises to city getaways and more. There you can also find links to all of our social media accounts, so be sure to follow us there too. Thanks for tuning in, and may your tomorrow be even more magical than today. I can't wait to talk to you next time, where we'll have an episode on all the things coming to Disneyland in summer 2024.